If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
You have a new text message.
Is it rude to hang out with a new friend without the person that introduced you? It's text roulette. And what do you think about this? We're going to get to the text question verbatim. We want you to call in, offer your opinions on this. 414-432-1099. Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. Here is the full message that we received. Is it rude for two people who recently met to hang out without the person who introduced them? Now, when we landed on it this morning, I kind of turned my head and also thought, never thought about that before. Don't you have friend groups where you met one friend because of another friend? And do you all have to hang out together all the time? Or can you have friendships that branch out beyond that? Sub-friendships. Think of Sex and the City, those four women. All four of them, you would see clips of them all hanging out together. And then there'd be times where Charlotte would hang out with Carrie and just those two would be together. And that wasn't weird to think about. But now in this case, the part of the story, is it rude for two people who just met?
Is it rude?
To hang out without the person that introduced them. What do you think, Radar?
No, it's not rude. What do you mean rude? Oh, it's rude. We should include the person that introduced us. Look, I introduced two of my friends. Funny, their nicknames are both Woody. And they are both Houston Astros fans. So they bond.
How random is that?
I know. It's crazy. Woody Emmons, who I had coached softball with back in the day. And then also Woody Kiefer, who would go to Mexico with me and my wife, and, you know, we'd hang out and stuff. Those two I introduced one time. And they're like, oh, yeah, they have all this stuff in common. I see pictures of both of them at, like, Brewers Astros games here in Milwaukee.
They're buddies.
And I don't sit there and go, I introduced you. I should be there, which I would love to go to a game, grab a beer, but It's your thing. I introduced you. You have your things. We each have our things separately. And then, you know, if we're ever together, yeah, absolutely. We'll hang out and chit chat and, you know, shoot the breeze, but that's not rude.
Well, and I'm thinking about
what are we, 6 years old?
Right, are we kids?
Come on.
Well, and I think about as friend groups have changed over the years, my sister and brother-in-law, they introduced us to this couple, Chris and Jason. We first night we met, all six of us hung out.
Yeah.
I was literally at Chris's son's wedding in Arizona just last week, because that's the friendship that we've now created through the introduction from my sister and brother-in-law. Like, they don't hang out with Chris and Jason anymore. Not that there's bad blood there. They don't. Life is different. Things have changed.
They passed them
but
down.
But they're not upset at all that, like, we're hanging out with them and not inviting the two of them.
They're trying to get rid of them and saying, here, let's dish them off on Elizabeth. There we go. Now we're done.
But the part of it, though, that is interesting is that they all just met.
Yeah.
So if they've all just met, it's like, all right, maybe that would be a little odd. But let's go over here to line number one.
Okay.
Hi, The Mix. Who's this?
Hey, this is Uber Driver Christian.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Uber Driver Christian?
Okay, Uber Driver Christian. You and your wife, we know you guys have busy social lives. You've got three kids. Is it rude for two people who recently met to hang out without the person who introduced them?
I can't even imagine why it would possibly be rude. My only thought is that the person who texted in is kind of insecure.
Oh.
That's the first thing that jumps out in my head of just like, why would your friend having a friend be a problem?
You feel left out. You have that FOMO. Like, I should be included.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where my head goes.
Well, and it's also, again, not knowing the age of these people involved with the question, and they just threw it out there, you know, asking, but it may sound like, hey, maybe something deeper is going on here that you're not feeling, like you said, secure about your friendships.
Right.
Do you feel like someone's backstabbing or talking bad about you? And then that perhaps it needs to be another conversation you have with the friend to say, hey, are we good? What's going on here? Because, yeah, your friends are going to have other friends. What a concept.
It's a free country.
Yeah.
Now, what would you do, though, with your three kids? Let's say with your three young kids, they were in a situation like this where one of them was feeling left out. Maybe there was a sleepover or something that happened. How would you respond to that if they came to you and said, they know each other because of me, Dad?
So I would say to them, then tell them how their action made you feel. Like, don't come with accusations like, oh, how that was so rude. Just, you can say, hey, I felt left out and that hurt my feelings a little bit because I like hanging out with both of you a lot. And, you know, it made me feel sad.
Yeah.
And just address it as honestly and not accusatory as possible.
Yeah, you're so calm when you say that, Uber driver,
right,
Christian.
Exactly. We're the three amigos. Come on, we got to all hang out together.
Sometimes that's not always the case.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And I think we kind of solved it here that it's not rude, but maybe a deeper conversation needs to happen. You need to talk a little bit about where you feel with your friendship. Are you feeling left out? Have those honest conversations. If they're a real friend, they'll hear you out and probably say, oh my gosh, never thought of it that way.
Sure.
We went to this concert because I didn't think you liked this type of music or whatever the get together was.
Absolutely.
And if you have a problem that you want solved, it's like the Vanilla Ice song. We're the DJs. We can help you solve it. Send us your questions now. You're anonymous to the Siding Unlimited text line at 414-432-1099. Later on the show, we could be reading your question and helping solving your problem.